The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
New Don't Be an Amateur silicone shot glasses. They're virtually indestructible, perfect for picnics, camping, and tailgating. Doubles as a wine stopper. Plus, they're dishwasher and microwave safe, odor-free, and non-toxic. Buy three and get your fourth shot glass free. These 1.5-ounce shot glasses are available in classic red, classic blue, and turquoise pink yellow tie-dye blend. Go to lucyantini.com/shop and order your Don't Be an Amateur shot glasses today.
Okay, let's all shut up, please.
Warning. The podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini.
Everything is terrible.
Only in Amateur Nation. On this show, we call attention to and call out the amateurs. The people who are doing life wrong. The speed bumps of life. The people that are in your way every day. The unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation. It's not just a podcast. It's a movement. And this is episode 269. Amateur Nation can be talked into anything. On today's episode, this week in illegal alien crap, my take on the how and why behind transgenderism, and an amateur has relationship advice that will set you free from common sense. Then we taste a little bit of everything in Amateur Nation during A La Carte, and we close out the show on positive notes with three things that are done right on three pro things. As always, shouts out to Pro Nation first. Shouts out to Pamela Simpson and Rob Hendricks on Facebook, Lee Ames and Steve Jacques, and Lawrence Grella on Instagram. Ever heard of Lysander Spooner? He lived from 1808 to 1887 and was a legal theorist, abolitionist, and radical individualist who started his own mail company in order to challenge the monopoly held by the U.S. government. He wrote on the constitutionality of slavery, natural law, trial by jury, intellectual property, paper currency, and banking. And here he is, in the quote of the week, speaking about the Second Amendment. He said this: "To ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless." Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
As we go a little something like this, hit it!
Step one.
Topic number one.
It's time for
This Week in Illegal...
What the fuck are you doing here?
Alien crap.
Illegal alien Darwin Andres Gomez Isquiel was arrested, again, and charged with robbery and petty larceny. He was part of a group of illegals that attacked two NYPD officers in January and, of course, like a good New Yorker, was released without bail. Venezuelan illegal Renzo Mendoza Montes raped a 14-year-old girl in Virginia and is actually being charged with sexual assault of a minor. And Honduran illegal Angel Matias Castellanos Orellana also raped a 14-year-old Louisiana girl and was arrested for first-degree rape, aggravated assault, and stabbing. And let's not forget Jamaican illegal Stephen Claude Radigan, who shot three D.C. cops in a 13-hour standoff who were serving an arrest warrant for animal cruelty. and has had a record since 1995, and was previously deported in 2001. Man, these reports I throw in are racist, aren't they? There just aren't any white male Americans in the illegal immigrant border siege.
My God, I can't even react big enough.
According to Mind of Resistance on Instagram, 85,000 migrant children have gone missing from sponsors' homes in the U.S. after being placed there by President Coloring Book's government just since 2022. Time to join your local neighborhood watch program from the state of California, where food, healthcare, and now housing is virtually free for illegals. Legal Americans, you continue to suck it. Democrat Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula recently introduced Assembly Bill 1840 to extend a first-time homebuyer loan program to illegal aliens where, ready for this, in an absolute direct slap in the face of legal tax-paying American citizens, and especially Californians, illegal aliens will get interest-free home mortgage loans under a new California bill. If the bill becomes law, illegal aliens will be eligible for a new program that offers a loan worth 20% of the purchase price of the residential property. There are no monthly payments and no interest accrues on the loan. Rather, the loan is paid back when the borrower refinances or sells the property. The borrower will have to pay back the original loan plus 20% increase in the value of the property. Maybe the illegals can save up their $2,000 a month and cash in their debit cards to make the payments. Honey, have you met the new neighbors, the MS-13s?
California is asshole.
What have I been saying?
Gee, I wonder if these illegals will default on their payments so the government can swoop in and claim property rights. Genius. Sidebar. Speaking of California, in an unparalleled, obvious scumbag move, California Emperor Gavin Newsom
is a complete amateur.
Recently said that Panera Bread was exempt from the $20 minimum wage law because, ready? They make their own bread. So I guess all mom and pop bakeries are exempt, and pizza joints since they make their own dough, and any restaurant that makes their own stuff in-house. But wait, there's more! In typical, whoops, I got caught, amateur nation fashion, Newsom changed his mind after it was revealed that Newsom's relationship with Greg Flynn, a billionaire and longtime donor who has 24 Panera Bread locations in the Golden State, may have been the reason the exemption was included. By the way, if he were to give special consideration against the $20 minimum wage law for his friend and donor, isn't that like admitting that the $20 minimum wage law is excessive? Answer yes. Sidebar to the sidebar. Speaking of California and crime, in San Francisco, they want to pay criminals not to shoot people. Instead of me giving you details in an anger-driven stroke, let's just let the local NBC News affiliate reporter tell you. Warning, it's going to piss you off.
Yes, the chosen ambassadors will be paid not to shoot people, believe it or not. The city is launching the pilot program in October.
Hey, Mad Dog, I heard you're leaving the life for good. Word, I'm a chosen ambassador now.
Paying people $300 a month to not commit crimes.
Remember when you got your $300 bonus check from the government for that month you didn't commit crime? I could use an extra $3,600 a year as my crime-free bonus. Also, I wonder if the criminals will have to pay taxes on that $300 monthly bonus. I'm sure they'll fill out all the necessary paperwork.
The goal is to reduce gun violence. It will start with 10 people who want to change their lives and become community ambassadors.
People who are known to commit crimes, to the point that the city reaches out to them due to the notoriety of their criminal past, don't change their lives for $300 a month. What you've done is now given criminals a $300 bonus to behave on the honor system. Criminals are known for their honor.
Participants will have to pass an interview.
Hey, Mad Dog, let's roll. We got a drive-by, a murder, and a robbery on the schedule today. I can't My ambassador interview is today. I can't be late.
The Human Rights Commission says the idea has been shown to be a cost-effective way to reduce gun crimes in other cities.
No, it hasn't.
And now this.
And now for step two.
Topic number two.
We have a nominee for worst mom ever going to this amateur who says her son identifies as a cat. Meow. How old is the son? Does it matter? Listen to this parental embarrassment.
Son does identify as a cat, but I cannot take him to a vet because I tried that and the veterinarian told me that because he has human anatomy, that he does not know how to work on him or diagnose him with anything. And he legally cannot. So, and while I do think that is a form of discrimination.
Or it could be a form of common sense. I identify as a car. Time to see the mechanic. I identify as a flower. I need a botanist. Stat.
Because, you know, my son, if he says he's a cat, he is a cat.
Good thing he didn't say he was your parent. I guess you'd have to be his child now, which might be a better plan for this boy.
And he needs to be treated like one, you know? But I'm not going to press charges because I know that he could lose his license if he did work on my son.
I'm still thinking this might be a troll, but in Amateur Nation, if this woman is a troll, she merely beat some amateur to the punch and stole his, her, or they's thunder. You gotta love her priority is not suing the veterinarian and less priority about her son's mental health. Again, we don't know her boy's age, but I'm guessing he's little, in which case we can pass that off as childlike imagination. If he's anywhere north of, what, 6? Then time to see a psychologist. But more importantly, it clearly is the mother that has the severe mental illness, and she herself looks pretty young, so there has been plenty of time for her indoctrination. I wonder what college she attended.
So, I'm not gonna try to sue him or anything, so don't worry. But this is something that I want to raise awareness on, because I do think that people that identify as an animal should be able to go to the vet. You know, that's the medical attention that they're wanting.
Meow. Oh, meow.
Let me be clear. This is not me saying that transgender people are bad people. Of course not. But we need to ask ourselves, how did we go from the anomaly of that person who felt like they were born in the wrong body to more and more people jumping on the bandwagon? You're telling me that many people feel wrong in their bodies? Nature and biology got it wrong with that many people? Let's say a certain percentage of transgender people are due to trendiness, for example, the awkward teenage years of not fitting in. Another percentage is the need for attention, and a very, very small percentage is the anomaly of people actually experiencing the physiological, mental, emotional, and physical wrong that they were born in the wrong body. Am I supposed to believe that even 0.1 of 1% of America's population feels like they were born in the wrong body? Really? All of a sudden? Or is it suddenly everyone feels comfortable enough to admit that they don't feel right? I ain't buying it. Just because you mutilate, disfigure, and poison your body or mind or even went all the way with sexual reassignment surgery, I'm not buying it. For all those others who fall into the other percentages that are not legitimate transgender cases, we need to ask ourselves, what's causing this? Trendiness is too easy of an answer. It clearly is a chemical issue in the brain. So the biggest question is, what is causing this chemical imbalance, this mental illness? Is it something in our food? Is there a common denominator in an ingredient? Is there a common denominator in the people's genetics? Is there something based on cities with the most cases? Something in the water? A common prescription medication? Is it a side effect from a prescription medication? All of a sudden, in the last 5 years or so, people are just, nah, I'm ignoring what's between my legs and doing my own thing. I ain't buying it. I truly hope I'm alive long enough to see how this all plays out. I don't want to be right, but I don't see it ending happily for these amateurs who simply think piercings, tats, crazy hair colors and styles, and all forms of disfigurement in the name of attention will give them a happy, fulfilled, long, healthy life. Do you know any elderly transgender people? Elderly transgender people who have been transitioned for most of their adult lives? And if you answered, well, Lou, transgenderism is a new thing. We haven't had enough time to see how it plays out. Yeah, this from the people who say Jesus was trans. I post short clips throughout the week so you get a taste of what's coming, but Thursdays you get a trailer with all the upcoming week's topics of discussion on Sneak Peek Thursday. Follow, subscribe, comment, and most importantly, leave a review of this podcast. And please copy and paste the link from wherever you listen and send it to a fellow pro or an amateur who is doing life wrong. You can always email me, lou@lousantini.com, and you can find all my social media links and my email on my main site, lousantini.com. A la carte and three pro things soon, but first, an amateur has relationship advice that will set you free. On topic number three next. Hi, pros. Lou Santini here, host of Amateur Nation. My dry bar comedy special, Amateur Nation, is now available. And just like this show, if you're allergic to a lack of common sense in today's world, and you like your comedy delivered with uncompromising tell-it-like-it-is bite, then check out my half-hour comedy special, Amateur Nation. Go to drybarcomedy.com/Lou S. This is my way of saying thank you to the pros who listen to this show every week.
drybarcomedy.com/Lou S.
Amateur Nation is not just a podcast.
It's a movement.
The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
Back to you, fuckers.
All right, now step three.
Topic number three.
Hit me!
Ever been cheated on? Had your heart ripped out? Been ghosted? Maybe you caught your significant other in the act of cheating. Well, move over, Kane from Kung Fu. Same goes for you, Confucius, and all you relationship experts out there. This unqualified, uneducated, unaccredited amateur has some sage advice that she just made up on the fly while in nature.
This piece of wisdom gonna set you free right here. Realizing that no one can cheat on you.
You cheat!
So my ex wasn't a lying, cheating, devious, soulless scumbag? Well, that's a relief.
It's about understanding that you have no possession over nobody. Nobody belongs to you. And once you realize this, this will simply set you free. We as humans be choosing bondage. We be choosing slavery.
No possession over nobody. Someone please explain double negatives to this nitwit. Pro tip, never take advice from anyone who speaks with we be and a plethora of double negatives.
Because we don't realize that we have a choice of our own freedom and our own awareness of realizing that, dang, man, nobody belongs to me.
Okay, that's beyond dumb. Why did you stay in that unhealthy, abusive, cheating relationship? I didn't know I had a choice. I was forced to date and or marry that person. Asinine. This woman has solved relationships.
Like a fucking amateur.
Well, at least for her cheating self. She's your get-out-of-jail-free card of relationships. Only amateurs would equate an honest, monogamous relationship to slavery. Sounds like someone did some cheating. And never take advice from an illiterate. Sure, I could point out that she looks to be in her 20s and her mind may and probably will change about meeting one person to be with, whether it's via marriage or just a monogamous relationship. I'm not married and I'm 56, but I have been engaged and been in plenty of long-term monogamous relationships. And never once did I look at my relationships as they were happening as slavery and bondage. Look, I was happy to get out of the bad ones, of course, and the second I would feel suffocated, I'd leave the bad situation. Oh, I almost forgot to ask. Did that piece of wisdom that she gave set you free?
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
I can eat a few more bites. It's time for a la carte. Here we go. So let me get this straight. Pronouns, sexuality, and identity-obsessed amateur nation. You can be anything you want, but I can't say anything I want. Got it. According to the head of the IRS, the nation's millionaires and billionaires are evading more than $150 billion in taxes. But if you make over $600 on Etsy or eBay, cough it up, American middle-class scum. You illegals, relax, don't worry about it. I say it again, having your cell phone listen in on your conversations and viewing you through your camera should be 100% illegal. We are literally carrying around a surveillance system that we did not approve, and we paid for it. A lot. I'd ask why President Coloring Book's government doesn't do something about this invasion of privacy, but he hasn't stopped a border invasion either. Why would he stop this? In New York, health officials are investigating whether there's a link between two new RSV vaccines and cases of a rare nervous system disorder in older U.S. adults. The inquiry is based on fewer than two dozen cases seen among more than 9.5 million vaccine recipients. Here's the best part. The health officials say the available information is too limited to establish whether the shots cause the illnesses. Sure, but it's okay to shut down an entire state for two cases of COVID. I'm looking at you, California. Look at Amateur Nation. Nikki, no, really, I'm black. Haley won the DC primary, which is like being the tallest dwarf in the room. Time now for three things that are done right in this world. Three pro things. Here we go. Number one. Some may say it's odd to have a favorite Supreme Court justice, but considering what Clarence Thomas has endured, and not just recently, as it's seeming he's the only judge with any common sense, but also with that whole Anita Hill debacle back in the day, the man is a tower of strength, intelligence, and resilience. Who thought he was funny? Here he is speaking about racial inequality and judicial philosophy. This clip courtesy of Upward News on Instagram.
One of the things I'd say in response to the media is when they talk about, especially early on, about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
Number two. I'm notorious for writing letters to companies and heads of major companies and even local businesses when I get bad service and or products. And also when I get exceptionally good service and or products. Well, here comes a mic drop from comedian, SNL alum, and movie star Rob Schneider. He recently performed stand-up near me in Northfield, Ohio, and here's a great post from Rob that pulls no punches. It's a post on X to United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby. Here it is. Listen to this. Dear Scott Kirby, CEO of United Airlines and drag queen practitioner. I know where this is going. I regret to inform you that I will no longer allow my family to fly on your airline as you have clearly placed diversity of pilot hiring above safety of passengers and crews. As evidenced by the near aviation catastrophe of United Airlines Boeing 777 Flight 1722 from Maui to San Francisco on December 18, 2023, where your diverse but incompetent flight crew didn't know which flaps were causing its near disastrous descent. Coming within 750 feet of killing everyone aboard your United Airline. I cannot tell you how many United Airline employees have personally thanked me for my valid criticism of your careless and life-threatening leadership. I look forward to your swift dismissal by United Airlines Board of Directors before your inane actions cause the deaths of hundreds of men, women, and children. After your inevitable firing, you can get back to your true passion, your drag queen performances. Sincerely yours, Rob Schneider, former United Airline frequent flyer. And number three. How about we close with a healthy dose of patriotism? Here comes what many say was the best singing of the national anthem during the Super Bowl of all time, done by legend Whitney Houston. It was 1991, Giants versus Bills, a legendary Super Bowl, and lo and behold, a black woman sings the national anthem pregame. No special anthem for any race or group. The national anthem always gets people fired up at sporting events, but this one is next level. I urge you to crank this up. Goosebumps? Oh, me too. Pros, make your voice heard in some way every day. Don't tolerate amateurs and their America Last destructive behavior. Speak up, because 2024 is the year of the great resist. My Dry Bar Comedy special, Amateur Nation, is found at drybarcomedy.com/LOUS. Find all my social media links on Instagram, Truth Social, Facebook, Getter, YouTube, lousantini.com. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. It's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a big major production.
Everything is terrible!
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur.
Amateur habitats and history.
Social media plus me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.